NATO says it's reviewing all ties with Russia.
The accident scene tells the story. There it is.
Chinese ambassador tweeting.
Overnight, it was a joyride.
Ukraine has seen a lot of changes in a short amount of...
What should I listen?
Confused about different news sources? CUC Radio English Weekly Focus will bring you selected and organized news from home and abroad, only on every Monday.
Good evening, welcome to Weekly Focus with news around China and the world. I am Han Shujun.
And I'm Wei Rongguo. Today is Monday, the 19th of December, the 15th week of this term, and this is also the last program we offered you this term.
Here is the roundup of the latest news, coming up next 30 minutes.
The Academic Forum on Translation Studies under the Belt and Road Initiative was held at the Round Lecture Hall of the CUC Library.
In the Belt and Road Initiative and full support for the translation study and teaching on the part of the school authority.
Chinese and U.S. officials meeting in Washington and agreed to extend their collaboration.
China and the U.S. have agreed they are cooperating well to make the Internet a safer place while they are slowly cracking down on cybercrime.
South Korean Parliament overwhelmingly passed a historic bill to impeach a scandal-scattered president, Park Jin-hae.
The impeachment bill needs to be approved by two-thirds of the 300-seat parliament. There are already nearly 200 members from the opposition and independent.
And comment on Drama Night host.
Well, it was... When we asked if someone strong adhesive, the leader of audio team told us the new restaurant adhesive, we all wondered why he wanted a red one, because staff always use black or blue ones and never care about the colors. We didn't find the reason until the plays began.
And this is Weekly Focus.
Good evening, welcome to Weekly Review.
First of all, let's check the campus news.
On December the 10th, Academic Forum on Translation Studies under the Belt and Road Initiative was held at the Round Lecture Hall of the CUC Library. This forum attracted several famous media, including Xinhua Net and Renmin Net, to attend. Our correspondent Michael was there.
The Translation Studies Forum has caught much attention among teachers, students, and even media. We interviewed Ms. Lu from School of International Studies. Let's see what her opinion about the academic forum is.
The academic forum impressed me a lot in two respects. One, it's really well organized with a high standard. It has invited a lot of experts. This is one thing. Okay, and the second, it shows the determination in active engagement in the Belt and Road Initiative and full support for the translation study and teaching on the part of the school authority. So I think it's really rewarding. And I and also my colleagues have gained a lot, not only for our future research, but also for our teaching as well. It has not only broadened our knowledge and the view of the translation area, but also give us a lot of encouragement in the future.
According to the organizer, the academic forum aims to discuss the development of translation studies and strengthen the bond between the academic and the country's top strategy. So, how do students think of it? Let's hear from students present at the academic forum.
As far as I am concerned, the forum shows the significance of translation for us students, especially those who major in foreign studies. It serves as a weather vane of the field and also a guide of our future development. I have really benefited a lot from the Feast of Thoughts.
That's all the information I've got. Back to your studio.
Thank you, Michael. Obviously, this academic forum does mean a lot, not only for research, but also for teaching as well as learning. It is really a forum full of inspirations and encouragement. Hope you can do more to support the strategy and the development of translation studies.
On December the 11th, an evening party called Hua Yun Wei Yang was held at CUC. Hundreds of students were attracted and gathered here for this special evening on the theme of the traditional culture. Dances, songs, and recitations of poems are performed alternately. Our correspondent Erica was there.
This evening was a huge success. There were no empty seats and audiences absolutely loved the performances. As one of the sponsors, how do you feel now?
I can hardly contain myself with excitement. We have been preparing long and hard for this event. Everyone on the stage and behind the scene have made their best attempt. Though there were several mistakes during the show, with the equipment and with the background music, we were still quite satisfied about the result. I am indeed proud of our team and grateful to the audiences. Some of them actually traveled quite a distance for this evening. A sincere thank you would best describe my feeling.
Are you a traditional culture lover yourself? What do you think of the spreading and developing of it?
Yes, I am utterly fond of traditional culture. I think this has something to do with my family. My dad is a huge fan of calligraphy, my mom is a huge fan of him, so I guess I was unconsciously influenced. This year's traditional culture has been a hot topic. I think it's a good sign. It increases our faith in cultural identities, which is in direct relation to our confidence. And only when we take pride in our country that we will not be overlooked by others.
That's all the information I've got. Back to you, studio.
Thank you, Erica. At the end of the evening, both guests and students expressed their hope for attending such an activity again next year. And the sponsors said they were thinking about putting new elements into the evening party. Let's look forward to it.
Okay, let's look at the domestic news. Chinese and U.S. officials meeting in Washington on Wednesday, the first day of a two-day bilateral cybersecurity dialogue, agreed to expand their collaboration, according to Chinese officials. Chinese State Counselor and Minister of Public Security Guo Shengkun joined U.S. Attorney General Loretta Lynch and Security Secretary of Homeland Security Johnson in co-chairing the third China-U.S. high-level joint dialogue on cybercrime and related issues.
China and the U.S. have agreed they are cooperating well to make the internet a safer place while they are slowly cracking down on cybercrimes and other related offenses. For China State Counselor and Minister of Public Security Guo Shengkun and the U.S. Attorney General Loretta Lynch and the U.S. Secretary of Homeland Security Jay Jones fighting cybercrimes, including cyberterrorism and email fraud. While the two sides also agreed to convene their next dialogue in China next year.
The two sides also agreed to crack down on cybercrimes and improve their hotline mechanism, as well as their cyber counterterrorism cooperation and information sharing, according to the Chinese delegation. Guo said in meeting that China and the United States established the high-level dialogue mechanism based on discussions between President Xi Jinping and U.S. President Barack Obama in September 2015, according to a Chinese delegation news release.
Premier Li Keqiang said Chinese-made civilian aircraft can play an important part in the bilateral cooperation with African countries during his meeting with visiting Gabonese President Ali Bongo Ondimba on Thursday. New planes designed and made by Chinese companies are safe and cost-effective, and hit American countries need to develop regional aviation networks. The Premier told Bongo, adding that both sides can explore cooperation in the field.
We start tonight with Chinese Premier Li Keqiang, who has met with Gabon's President Ali Bongo Ondimba in Beijing. Bongo believes that Gabon is an important partner for China. He said a meeting between President Bongo and Chinese President Xi Jinping on Wednesday was productive, and the two countries would intensify cooperation in energy, infrastructure, agriculture, and aviation. Bongo said his country wants to explore new development opportunities with China.
It was the premier's latest aviation overture following the China-Africa Regional Aviation Cooperation Plan, which helps China enterprises establish joint venture aviation cooperation with American enterprises. Since 2005, China has exported at least 12 modern NARC 60 aircraft. The 50th to the 60th cent turboprop is made by a subsidiary of the Aviation Industry Corporation of China.
Okay, let's look at the international news. South Korean parliament overwhelmingly passed a historic bill Friday to impeach scandal-scared President Park Geun-hye as it gained a two-thirds majority vote. The final tally was 234 votes cast in favor of impeachment, with 56 against and 2 abstentions. 7 votes were invalid. 1 legislator did not take part in the voting. President Park will be stripped of all powers immediately after receiving the copied result on paper.
Now, the impeachment bill needs to be approved by two-thirds of the 300-seat parliament. There are already nearly 200 members from the opposition and independent parties who are lined up to vote in favor of the bill. And now even a few dozen members of Park's ruling party are set to vote her out as well. That would make modern South Korea's first-ever female president the first to be impeached.
It is expected to take 3 to 4 hours for the document to reach the impeached president. The first South Korean female leader became the country's second president, impeached by the National Assembly. Prime Minister Han Kyo-hyun is to become acting president, temporarily assuming presidential power. Constitutional Court weighs the case for as long as 180 days.
The French capital, Paris, announced on Wednesday license plate-based driving restrictions for a third day in a row and plans bans on old cars as the City of Light experiments the worst air pollution in a decade. On Thursday and Wednesday, Paris banned cars from circulation based on whether their license plates added with odd or even numbers. It will now ban half of all traffic again on Thursday.
The French capital is also struggling with its worst pollution in a decade. The Paris City Hall ordered half the cars to stay off the roads, depending on if they have odd or even numbered license plates. It's the third straight day for driving restrictions. In the meantime, public transportation is free and available.
Other French cities, such as Lyon, are also planning bans as clouds of pollution been over many European countries due to a lack of the wind that normally blows in of the Atlantic Ocean. It is only the fourth time in 20 years that Paris had imposed such a ban, and the first time it applies for consecutive days. Municipalities around Paris also imposed the ban, with its famous Eiffel Tower shrouded in a grayish haze and some Asian tourists donning masks. The city also made all public transport, residential parking, and the valley bicycle and the Autolib electric cars schemes free.
Okay, let's move on to the weekly news minute. The State Council Information Office issued its first white paper on the development of traditional Chinese medicine, TCM, in China on Tuesday. Detailing policies and measures on TCM development and highlighting its unique value in the new era. The paper, Traditional Chinese Medicine in China, said TCM has spread to 183 countries and regions.
The State Council released a national plan on environmental improvements for the 13th five-year plan period from 2016 to 2020. Detailing tasks to clean polluted air, water, and soil. The plan sets the goals of more environmentally friendly way of living, considerable reduction of major pollutant emissions, effective control of environmental risks, and a sounder ecological system by 2020.
Japanese Prime Minister Shinzo Abe announced Monday that he will visit Pearl Harbor later this month to mourn the victims of the Japanese surprise attack 75 years ago. Abe will be the first incumbent Japanese Prime Minister to visit Pearl Harbor in Hawaii, which was attacked by the Japanese military on December 7, 1941, killing more than 2,400 people and leading to Washington's entry into World War II.
President Barack Obama directed the U.S. intelligence agencies to conduct a full review of cyber attacks and foreign intervention into the 2016 election and deliver a report before he leaves office. Homeland Security Advisor Lisa Monaco said on Friday. Monaco told reporters the results of the report would be shared with lawmakers and others. Obama leaves office on January the 12th. The night of original movie soundtracks due for the 19th December has been busily rehearsed recently by CUC Orchestra, whose fascinating musical performances are well priced and made the New Year tradition for CUC. The audiences may get the chance to savor a grand ear feast featuring soundtracks of many motion picture classics like Star Wars and Titanic.
The promotional screening convention of Hacksaw Ridge in CUC witnessed a great success on December the 11th. The movie, which has been held as the most brilliant magnum opus of Mel Gibson, weaved a touching and intriguing story against the backdrop of World War II. The alumnus Wang Yi and the counterparts of introducing, publicity and releasing of the movie all attended the convention and shared some experiences in filmmaking with students.
So nice to meet you again. Let's go through some fresh sports news. On December the 6th, Wang Shun of China came first to the men's 200-meter individual medley final at the 13th FINA World Swimming Championships in Windsor, Canada. Wang was sixth in the preliminaries, as many top medley swimmers, including Rain Loche, did not compete. So, Wang's biggest rival might be Daiva Seto in the fourth lane, who was first after the preliminaries.
I didn't expect to win. My target had been top three. I focused on myself during the competition. I just want to swim at my level. My breast stroke was not good in the morning, so I tried my best in the evening.
Wang did pretty well in the opening butterfly and is in third place after the first 50 meters. Wang then showed great form in the backstroke as he surged to the lead. The following breakfast stroke is not Wang's suit, but the real Olympic medalist does enough to remain the lead. Afterwards, Wang was in control of freestyle and powered ahead to the final, grabbing gold. The victory means he is China's first male swimmer to win an individual medley world title. Football governing body includes its football summit in Singapore. Plenty of issues were discussed at the forum, including the horrible sex abuse scandal that has developed English football. The FIFA president Gianni Infantino said action must be taken to ensure nothing like this ever happens again, and the punishment should be fierce for those who found guilty.
Well, the Football Association is already, of course, looking into that matter, and this is something that has to be taken very seriously. It's not only a football matter, it is a very serious matter. I mean, there are not many worse things in life.
The child sex abuse scandal in English football was brought to light when Andy Woodward spoke to the Guardian newspaper. There is growing incredulity that English football's governing body, the Football Association, was unaware of the rumors and claims the abuse was going on. More than 20 victims have come forward since the floodgates were opened. Associations that abuse by coaches was covered up have rocked English football, damaging the multi-billion pound sports image. Now let's move to the NBA, where the Golden State Warriors are starting to find their groove after an embarrassing loss to San Antonio. the Dubs have been on fire, winning 19 of 21 games and have won 7 straight on the road. Stephen Curry and company would look to extend that to 8 as they roll into Utah to compete against Jazz.
And the two-time MVP would continue to cook in the second, crossing over Boris Dion and finding Draymond Green for the triple. 19-point lead at this point. Utah would be frisky like a puppy, and they cut the margin to 11, but they miss this layup, and the visitors are off and running. The chef cooking up a 3-14-point game.
In the opening, Warriors went on a 29-1 run in just 6 minutes and 27 seconds, and blow the game wide open. The key player, Stephen Curry, together with his teammates, Klay Thompson and Draymond Green, gave all the audience present a wonderful spot feast. Since the 29-1 run in the first quarter, Warriors had grasped the victory over Jazz. No matter how Jazz fought afterwards, they could not feel the beat, only to give in. On December the 9th, Beijing time, the UEFA Champions League, where Real Madrid hosted Dortmund on Wednesday in group fashion. Zidane's team look on their way in the 28th minute, as French striker Karim Benzema knocked in the cross to make it 1-0 for Real, marking his 49th Champions League goal in the process. He doubled the tally for Real in the 53rd minute, making victory almost handy.
We have to learn a lot, and our path is simply just one. To play to the limit, doing the best we can. You assume we've done some kind of tactical calculation, but we haven't. We didn't think about which opponent would be better or easier.
But Dortmund put one back at our mark, and Mbappe Yen tops in form just a few yards out to make it 2-1, giving the visitors some hope. Real were punished 2 minutes as Aubameyang breaks clear before finding Marco Ruiz for a cool finish inside the box, eventually making it 2-2, which rescued Dortmund with a point from the Bernabeu. Real Madrid equals the club record of 34 games without defeat in all competitions, but have to settle for a second place final to Group F. That's all for sports. Let's move on to entertainment.
Welcome to the weekly entertainment. Stick to the channel and I'll bring you a terrific show tonight. As technology advanced, more progress in the robot field comes into view. Recently, Russian scientists brought out a brand new humanoid robot named Fedor. This super robot has a similar appearance as human and can complete tasks such as climbing, leaning up, and crawling. Though Fedor is still in the testing stage, it has shown great performances to us, aiming high to be an assistant of building spaces in the future. Fedor now is even capable to drive a jeep car by itself. Hard to imagine being passengers of a robot. Are you afraid of lightning and thunders? Well, actually, thunderstorms can bring rare optical things. A bolt of lightning will always be a precious image to photographers. A Japanese photographer and weatherman was lucky enough to catch one. He stayed aside the coast and had a shooting process lasting for 5 hours. The phenomenon was caused by shining nitrogen molecules. Professionals called it red fairy, so there were fairies dancing in the sky while thundering. The amiable colonel Sanders accompanied most of us during childhood. Do you still choose to order a bag of fast food in KFC for lunch? As competence of catering industry goes more fierce, companies have to be outstanding in their own ways. KFC is also without exception. Days before, KFC in New Zealand pushed out a fried chicken flavor aroma therapy. This brand new product is a limited edition and you have to be lucky enough to buy it. Barbers use clippers and hair dryers to shape our hair. However, there is a soul barber who has special taste for his tools. He's used to doing haircut with kitchen knives and hammers. He put a video on the internet showing us the whole process of serving a customer. The kitchen knife was only several millimeters far from the customer's ears, but it seemed that he was skilled and the customer exuded an air of relaxed calm. People usually hold marathons for bodybuilding and low-carbon lifestyle. But in Germany, they have a tradition that is to run a race before Christmas. This year, a small town in Brandenburg, Germany held a Santa Claus running race to welcome the Christmas. People dressed in suits of Santa Claus and showed joyous expressions on their faces. Maybe Christmas father need a bit more exercise. If somebody tells you that you get a boundless bonus from local lotteries, how will you act? Well, an old lady in Canada chose to stay calm because he misread the number shown on the screen. At first, I thought I got $15 Canadian, and then I put the ticket in the machine again. It changed into $500 Canadian, she said. Alas, they told me it's $50 million. I only consider it as a joke. Lois Olsen is 80 years old now and has dim eyesight. She told the reporter that she was planning to buy an SUV in the future. Lots of girls are dreaming of a perfect and romantic wedding. A man in Argentina gave his girlfriend a dramatic wedding to realize her dream. Mercedes Ortiz was invited to a wedding held in the church at Buenos Aires by her old friend, Gustavo Ortiz. She dressed up beautifully and suddenly found out that crowds in the church were all her families and friends. They gathered around her and helped her put on the wedding veil. So that was how a guest became scared. Mercedes told Gustavo, "Can't believe that you did this. This is crazy." Embassies are important representative of a nation, but it's astounding that lately police broke down a phony U.S. embassy at Ghana's capital, Accra. This mock consulate has existed for 10 years. It issued visas through briefing corruptible officials and mainly phased out-of-town customers. Moreover, the institution also had an appointment system and customers had to book services 3 days in advance. That's all for entertainment. Let's move on to the commentary.
Welcome to today's commentary. This is commentator Han Shujun.
And this is commentator Deng Yi.
We've got Drama Night this week.
Yeah, it's definitely a big event of the week. Have you been to the scene?
Well, unfortunately, no, but I know you're right there, aren't you?
Right, I was one of the staff.
So, what did you respond for?
I mainly responded for running errands, keeping accounts, and ordering meals for the staff for rehearsing. During the performance, we took charge of checking in and guiding the audience into the lecture hall.
Oh, sounds tired.
Yeah, sort of. Still, it was quite fascinating to go through the whole routine with the other staff.
Well, you seem to have stories to share, huh? Please tell us the interesting thing that impressed you most.
Well, it was when we asked if someone needs strong adhesive, the leader of audio team told us the new restaurant adhesive. We all wondered why he wanted a red one because staff always use black or blue ones and never care about the colors. We didn't find the reason until the plays began. You know that the actors need microphones to make their voice audible. There was also a transmitter with each microphone. Actors always pin them on trousers, but some actresses have nowhere to place the transmitters. So the leader of the audio team stuck them on their red dresses by red strong adhesive, so that only observing it really closely can audience discover it.
Wow, that was a effective way. You might have met occasions like this before, I guess. Seemed to be really experiencing with the case.
Maybe. Anyway, he was experiencing indeed.
Anything may happen in the weirdest corner. To deal with them quickly and effectively requires wisdom. This cannot be learned in textbook. Only practical experience can help to improve this kind of ability.
I agree, this story is also a lesson to me.
So, let's talk about the entry. There are actually four dramas, right?
Uh-huh.
I'd say I prefer the first one.
The one called Potato Skull Man?
Yeah, in case some of our audience haven't seen this drama, I'm going to introduce the main plot line. Well, it was about a potato seller whose business was in vain by the government. As the potatoes sold poorly, the seller appealed to the mayor for help but was caught to death by a jewelry businessman. This businessman was at the same standpoint with the mayor, accused the seller's brother as a murderer, and said that he was mad. Among all his relatives, his sister was the only one who insisted that he was normal. And because of this, she died as well. You can tell it was a realistic story and could see the dark side of the society.
Yeah, it was. And as for the performer, every actor in this play acted like a real drama actor. Their facial expression was nearly perfect. They used the lines in their bodies to convey the complicated emotion of the characters. The author's writing skills were also unfolded in the script. The exquisite language and roller coaster plot helped the audience so much. Accompanied with decent stage lights, the whole play looked so professional. So, as you can see, I also found out this excellent art.
Yeah, I can feel the tension they informed through the screen. This drama worth reconsidering and digging deep into the concept. Presenting real-life thoughts on stage or creating a reflection of our society was the mission of drama with depth, and that's exactly what they had done.
That's right.
And I also noticed that the prop was great, but the shot wasn't available for me to watch clearly.
You're right at the point. Prop team also made great efforts on preparing props, carrying props, and cleaning the stage to make the players truer. They even used real watermelons as the prop. The prop needed the actor to drop the watermelon on the floor, so the prop team had to clean the stage at once. You know that juice is not that easy to clean, but staff of prop team did a really good job.
The adventure of watermelon also impressed me deeply. Most work about props was tiring as well as complicated. Even then, none of the team members complained a word. Flowers and applause belongs to them as well.
Yes, I guess a great number of audience has already considered these guys as an important part of drama.
Mm-hmm.
And the last one.
Oh, I was about to mention it. How could these brilliant singers, in absence to Star of Grace, his first note let out and I was dragged into a mysterious dream.
Me too. The humanity impressed all of us. It was a musical, so most of us didn't pay much attention on it. And to our surprise, it was really amazing. Every song and every word of the lyrics was emotional. The melodies promoted the plot forward. I bet most of the audience was touched by the heroine. She is majoring in vocal music now. Her voice was attractive, and her singing was beautiful. The other actors also handled the song skillfully. There was an actor who played a role of an old man in this play. Not only did he make up for the old man, he even imitated an old man's voice when singing the songs. It was really difficult for ordinary people to make it, even just speaking, let alone singing. In a word, it was really amazing for a group of students to do that fantastic job.
But my point of view is similar to yours, and you see that when we back sing the whole performance, we came to realize that there were various kinds of surprises it had brought to us. As a freshman of grade 1, we haven't got a complete concept of what drama night really is, yet this fabulous show gave it to us. So much power was beyond imagined.
The pool it was. And here ends today's commentary.
See you next week.
Thank you, Han Shujun and Deng Yi. We'll offer you some living tips at the end of our program.
We are going through many sunny and windy spells for this week. It's good to get outdoorsy, but still always stick to the heavy coats.
As the terminal examinations are coming, wish all of you prepare well for it and get good grades. Have a nice holiday.
These are the selected news brought you by Weekly Focus. Thank you for being with us for the past half an hour.
Next semester, Weekly Focus will continue to help you review and foresee from Weekly Focus.
Focus is on China and the world, only on Weekly Focus. I am Han Shujun. See you.
And I'm Wei Rongguo. See you.
一个人的时候，听荔枝 FM。